Tezayin Amid Bez. Mitzvahs Vida Yom Kippur Mimchashecha. There's an asterisk there. Torah Rabbanan has been in the middle, at the beginning of the line, then an asterisk. Mitzvahs Vida. Tezayin Amid Bez. Torah Rabbanan. Mitzvahs Vida Yom Kippur Mimchashecha. Well, Omel Chachamim Yisvad Kodem Shiyocha V'yishta Shema Titare V'dayta B'Suda. The Alphabish is Vada Kodem Shaocha Vashasa, Miss Vada Laacha Shayocha Vishta, Shema Ivad Vakal Kala Vesuda. The Alphabish is Vada Arvis, is Vada Shachris, Shachris, is Vada Vimus, is Vada Vimincha, Vimincha is Vada Vinila. The Hechanoma Yachid Achat Filasa, Ushlev Tibor. Omer be'emtza. Rashi. Im chashecha v'achar achila mishikibel olav yom kippur. Shema tito evdaitum achmas shikras. Dvar kalkola shal chet. Now, they're tingling the Tosas Yishonim, so the Bahag has a slightly different girsa. Bahag goes Cain, Aval Omer Chachom is Vadim Kod Machil Shtil, Hashem Yerod Va Kalkola Besuda. And it not Shem Titar Vdaitu Besuda, but maybe there'll be a Dvar Kalkola Besuda. But Alpha Pisha is Vadim Kod Machil Shtia, Yes Vada Achar Achila Ushtia, Shema titayv daito olav. Veneriki agirsa shemhu b'shibush v'tzorach iyan ba'acheros. Okay, so there are different gusa also. But without figuring out the second half of the Baha'i girsa, so what we have printed, which is Rashi's girsa, which is usually the case, is Shema Titoiv Daito Besuda, and what the Bahag has is Shema Yeora Dvar Kalkola Besuda. Well, we'll see the Rambam initially. Take a look at him, Craig Bays of Hilchos Tshuva. Halacha Zayin. Yom Kippur is when Tshuva will call the Yachad of the Rambam, but who cates? Mechila is Lichad Yisrael, the Ficha Chayavim Hakol. Basas tshuva, well, as vadas v'yom kippur. Mitzvahs v'yidu yom kippur, m'shiyaschem e'erev ha'yom, kodem sh'yochal, shema yechanek v'se'uda, kodem sh'yizvada. V'af v'yizvada kodem sh'ochal, kodem mizvada v'leil yom kippur, arvus, v'chozem mizvada v'shachris, v'musa v'mincha b'na'ila. V'echem mizvada yachar achat tfilaso, sh'lechtzivu amtza tfilaso, Bivracha Revias. Good. So the Rambam doesn't have shikras, right? According to the Rambam, the concern in the Suda is Shema Yechanek B'Suda. Right? So presumably the Rambam had the Bahag's guess, right? Because Shema Yechanek, I don't know, that Havana doesn't fit Shema Titar Daita, but it does fit Shema Yerod V'Akalkala. Okay, take a look in the Ran. It's on the bottom of the Aleph and the Daf Yehudish. So she is vada la'acha she'yachal v'she'yishta. Right, so the verse says that Afa Pisha his vada kolim shachol mizvada la'achra yachol v'yishta. Pesha havishan, no, sorry. So Afa Pisha vada la'achra yachol v'yishta, the tefillas arvus. Kach pesha havishan mizvada. Right, so the way before the Ramban, everyone says pshat, is that Afa Pisha his vada kolim shachol v'shasim mizvada la'achra yachol v'yishta and tefillas arvus. And that's why the Braisa then continues, Alpha Bishas Vada Arvis. It never says to be Mizvada Arvis, because that's what it was referring to when it said that Alpha Bishas Vada Kodem, Sheyelcha Vishta, Mizvada Alpha. The Ramban Zal Hiksha, the in Isa, if that's the Pshat, how would they the Misnai, Alpha Bishas Vada Kodem, Sheyelcha Vishta, Mizvada Arvis? Who could the Katari, Alpha Bishas Vada Arvis? What kind of lesson is that? He described Marib as Lacha Sheyachal Yishta. That's the way you reference Marib. That's enough. But all the Mashma Hochi, the Hochi Katani, the Mitzvahs Vida Shal Erev Yom HaKippur in Mincha Shecha, who the Hainu La'acha Sheyachal Yishta, Ela Sheyikdimu Lo Chachonim Lehizvados, Kodem Sheyachal Mishum Shemati Tarev Daita Vesuda. Va'Allah ka'ama she'afu b'she'etzvichu lo lahakdim ul izvados ikra ha'vidya lo hifsiris makono v'tzach lo izvados la'acha she'yo'ocha v'shas v'hani imcha she'echa. Ve'ilu arvus l'mikri l'ach sh'ocha v'shas l'al samach v'achilahi u'tilas arvus sh'mo alecha v'od mai afal pi v'chisam al da'itcha sh'al ha'izvada v'yam kippurim sh'en sh'izvada kodim yam kippurim v'al ike v'yidu v'yam kippurim v'fichot pirej zal, meaning Ramban, d'hochi kama mitzvus v'yidu sh'al yam kippurim sh'tzav l'izvadus kodim sh'yikonis kodim sh'yikonis l'ayom b'tshuva hu im chashecha. Somach leyom atzma kidei shelo yeheshu slachto ben havida vehayom.
Give us too much time. So if you want to listen to Yom Kippur, so it's time to be there. Not much somach for now. If you give us too much time, we're going to miss out.
Dachi kamen mitzvah vida she'el yom kibum she'tzav lezvadus kalim she'ikanes layom b'tshuva hu em chashecha somach leyom atzma כדי שלא יהיה שחוס לחתול בין הוידוי והיום. אבל חושש של חכמים שמצית העבודה הייתו בסעודה ואם נענו שכוסו מן הוידוי ולפי חכך מירו לב לזוודו אז קודם מכיל לו. ואף על פי שזוודו קודם מכיל לו כל זה מזוודו בזמן אם חשך וסומך ליום עצמו שמה עירה, I think it should say, not יערה, שמה עירה דבר כקול של חייד בסעודה. So according to the Ramban, the Pshat, the Ramban says a beautiful, beautiful Pshat. Mitzvah Vidi Ev Yom Kippur Mechashecha means that in addition to the chiyuv vidya on Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv vidya erev Yom Kippur. Samach l'knisas hayom. The entire day of Yom Kippur should be spent b'tahara. How do you spend the entire day b'tahara? By being mizvada lifnei knisas hayom. And that is, again, you know, let's say integrating it with our minig of Kol Nidre. So that's immediately prior to Kol Nidre. Elamai, the Chachamim were concerned, Shamati Tavidai Vesuda, the Ramban has Rashi's Girsa, learns Rashi's Pshan, Shikras, how can a person get drunk on Erev Yom Kippur? Wine was their beverage, they didn't have... believe it or not, they didn't have paddles. So wine was their beverage. So before a tonus, you drink to be hydrated. So you drink a few cups of wine, and that wine was stronger than our wine. It's not such a crazy scenario that someone could get drunk on Erev Yom Kippur. So Shema, maybe he'll be mishtaker. So Chazal said, so that's where we get the vidui that we say by mincha. Now, says the Ramban, afal pi sheizvad kodem she'ochel v'shasa, that was only as an insurance policy. If Baruch Hashem, he wasn't mishtake. So now, since shema ira dvar kalkol v'suda, maybe there was a chait, and therefore to accomplish this din of being nichnas to the yom mitoch tshuva, being nichnas to the day mitoch tahara, so then he should be mizvada again. So when you say to the zak, you should have in mind to be yotzei this ramban. The rabbi actually used to say that you should say al chait because of this ramban. Say the whole seder havidah. Okay, so most of us don't do that, but there is vidui within Shilazaka. That's why also, again, this is probably true ben kol v'cho, but Shilazaka should be said standing, just as, since it has elements of vidui, and vidui is ma'umad, so Shilazaka should really be said standing. Okay. Now the Ramban continues. Ba'avu bishes vada kala machil chodzim zvada zman imcha shecha somach layom atzma shema ira dva kakal shalchei besuda. Avu bida shal av shu bida shal mikum atzma lo katan it vada zvada v'yam kipurim. The Braisa never tells you to be mezvada by Arvis, obviously. Yom Kippur, you're supposed to be mezvada. The Chiddush is, El Katani, Afa Bish is Vada Arvis, and certainly the extra din of this new din, this new chiyuv of Vida Erev Yom Kippur, is not any substitute for Vida of Yom Kippur. So it's possible that you're mezvada in Arvis. The Chiddush is, the Baisa picks up, Elotana Elpish is Vada Arvis, Mizvada Shachris. Why? V'chol Hayom, Shema Ye'ora Lodvar Avera. Kol Hayom, the Yom HaKippurim, B'Salfon Chashecha Hu Mechaper. K'Dichsil La'el. Right, so the Ramban is explaining, the Braisa explains why we're chozer mizvada, even though we're mizvada in mincha, kodem sheyochal v'yishta, we're mizvada again la'acha sheyochal v'yishta, again, for the Ramban, that's what we're saying to the Zaka. I mean, again, you're talking that he did like the Rav was manhig, you know, to say that the whole Seder HaVidui. But the Braisa doesn't explain why Afalpish is rather Arvis is rather Shachris, just as you do it. The man says, no, the Braisa doesn't explain because it's the same Cheshvan. It's the same Shema Yirad Vakalkala. The same way the Klape the Chiyuv Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, we don't rely on the insurance of having said it before Mincha Shema Yirad Vakalkala Basuda. So the Brisa doesn't have to repeat it because it's the same Shema Ira, which explains why again. So when Mechuyev, there's a mitzvah to be mizvada in Yom Kippur. So you don't wait till the last minute to be mizvada. You have to be mizvada. You mizvada the first minute. Aye, but Shema Yirad Valkakala. Okay, so be mizvada again Shachas, be mizvada again Masav, v'chul. That's how the Rambam learns. Again, so let's see the Rambam again. Bezayin. Yom Kippur mizvan tshuva l'kol l'yachal l'rabim, v'keitz mechilas l'licha l'yisrael. V'fichcha chayom l'kol l'asas tshuva l'sfadas b'yom Kippur. Umitzvah zvida yom kippurim sheyascha me'erev hayom kodem sheyochal shema yechonek b'sa'uda kodem sheyizvada v'afu bi shehizvada kodem sheochal chozer umizvada b'leila yom kippurim arves v'chul. So now a couple of things are clear here. The Rambam clearly doesn't know of the Ramban's Chiyuv Vidui, that in addition to Mitzvah's Vidui of Yom Kippur, there's a separate, distinct Mitzvah's Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. Adurama, for the Rambam, the Vidui Kodem Mincha, and that's why it's that the Rambam, the Shitaso, it's not Stam that the Rambam thinks he had the Gersa Kalkala and thinks that Kalkala means Yechonek, not Yishtake, because he'll be careful not to be Mishtake, v'chul, v'chul. No. The Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah's vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. He doesn't have the Ramban's chiyuv. He doesn't have the Ramban's chiyuv, so what are you worried about that's going to happen that's going to interfere with his chiyuv vidui on Yom Kippur? He'll get drunk? Okay, he's not going to get drunk. He's going to be drunk. He's going to be out for 24 hours. So maybe he'll have a few cups of wine to hydrate himself in Yom Kippur, and I don't know, worst case scenario, he'll miss Ma'ariv and Shul. He'll wake up at 11 o'clock at night. But what are you worried about? No. That's what the Rambam, the Shita, saw. It has to be Shema Yechonek. It's not just that the Rambam didn't learn Shema Yishtake. Shema Yishtake, because we're worried about something. For the Ramban, we're worried about something that happens b'Se'uda that will interfere with Mitzvah's Vidui Erev Yom Kippur. For the Rambam, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. There is no mitzvah's vidui Erev Yom Kippur. For the Rambam, we're worried that something will happen that will interfere with his being positioned for Kaporas Yom HaKippurim because he won't be mizvada at all in Yom Kippur. So that has to be Shema Yechonek. It can't be Shema Yishtakeh. But on the other hand, that also means that the Rambam couldn't and didn't learn Pshat that the reason for Chozer Mizvada, Shachris, Musaf Mincha Ne'ila is because of Shema, is because of the reason that was given. Right? For the Ramban, we said that the Braisa doesn't explain the repeated Viduyim on Yom HaKippurim because the Shema Ired V'Akalkola V'Suda, it's that same, albeit not Besuda, obviously, but it's the same Shema Ired V'Akalkola, which is the reason for Choza, Mizvada, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila. But for the Rambam, what we're concerned with, Besuda is Shema Yechonek. So obviously that is not something, that's not something that's... That's the only chashash that the Rambam mentions. He didn't tell us any other chashash. Again, there are two shemas in the Brisa, but the only shema that the Rambam shares with us is the shema Yechonek B'Se'uda, and that obviously is only relevant to why we're makdim a vidui at Mincha. It in no way explains. So the Rambam is not quoting anything the way the Ramban said the Brisa did. The Rambam isn't quoting anything that explains the repeated viduyim. So it's clear that for the Rambam, the repeated viduyim, again, let's go back to the beginning of the halacha. Yom HaKippurim huzman tshuva l'kol l'yachad l'rabim. Who kates mechilas lichal Yisrael? If ilchach hayom akol nasas shuvah, let's vandas b'yom kippurim. So what's the proper way? Let's forget about vidui for a moment. We'll skip the word vidui for the moment. So what's the proper way to be mekayim that chiyuv? Person wants to know. What's the proper way to be mekayim this chiyuv? Mitzvah men amulcha. What's the proper way? Find 5 minutes to do tshuva. Or spend a day doing tshuva. Clearly the latter. It's not to, you know, make it your business to carve out 5 minutes, you know, and to have an azivas hachet and yisirenu mimachshavto and yigmu b'divos layaseyu od. No, it's the day is a day to be devoted for tshuva. Hashda asin alahachi. That's the pshat. And now let's reinsert. Let's restore the word lizvados to its place. L'fichachayim akol asas tshuva lizvados b'yom kippurim. It's a day of vidui. The repeated viduyim. That's what the kiyum of the repeated viduyim is. It's a day. It's not a day simply over the course of which at some point a person should be mezvada. No, it's a day which should be devoted to tshuva uvidui. In the same way, a day devoted to tshuva means more, certainly in its lechatchila dikur manifestation, it means more than carving out 5 minutes to do tshuva, but it means to spend the day immersed in tshuva. So it means the same thing for vidui. Now hayos, that we spoke about this, we didn't speak about this. Hayos that the Rambam Perek Alpha Lach Alf Chayv Lehizvadas Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu. We spoke about that? We didn't speak about that. Chayv Lehizvadas Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu, that there is a common denominator between tefillah and vidui, that the mitzvah is Lifnei Hakel. So because of that, vidui integrates into tefillah. There are lots of mitzvahs that we have in Yom Tovim, but you can't shtup everything into Shemoneh Esrei. Even a yochid can't shtup everything into Elokai Netzor. We don't bench lulav on Sukkos in Elokai Netzor. We don't say Hagam, we say Halal before Kaddish Tiskabel. We don't say Halal in the middle of if a person is davening b'yichidus, he can't get the shul. He doesn't say halal in the middle of Elokai Netzor. You can only put into the Shemoneh Esrei what is a kiyum tefillah. So vidui, because the definition of vidui is chayv lezvados ne'akel baruch hu, so vidui organically links up with tefillah. So memela, how do you now translate the fact that this is a day? It's not just a day on which you mizvada, it's a day devoted to tshuva and vidui. How does that translate? It translates that you should be mizvada in each tefillah. And that's what the Bryce is telling you, the afalp. It's not duda even. Now, I feel Yovel Yov Yoma that there hasn't been any chatoim, there won't be any chatoim. That's why one is mizvada again and again in every tefillah. When mizvada in the beginning of the Allah, the Rambam says Yom Kippur mizvah tshuva kol yochid ulerabim. There's some chatoim which each of us has his ledger. And then there are communal shortcomings. There are communal deficiencies which all of us collectively are responsible for. And tshuva is supposed to happen on both levels. Tshuva is supposed to happen on both levels, so vidui is supposed to happen on both levels. So we say vidui in the Shtel Shemon Esrei as that's because Yom Kippur is a day for tshuva and vidui for the yochid, and then we say it in the Chazar Sashat because it's a zman tshuva and vidui for the Babim also. Another reflection and expression of this idea that Yom Kippur is a day of vidui. On Pei Vav on the base, if you just turn the page, Satana Rabbanan, again there's an asterisk, it's around 3/5 of the way down, maybe a little bit more. Averish is vadalein Yom Kippur mzeh, lo yis vadalein Yom Kippur m'achet. That's what the Tanakhama says. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, kol shekein shehu meshuvach. Shenama kif sha'ay ani eida v'chatosi negdi samid. So if a person last Yom Kippur, because he had done a certain chait the previous year, he was misvada on that chait. And to the best of his knowledge, he has not repeated the chait over the course of this past year. Right, so in Tovshin Pehei, last Yom Kippur Tovshin Pehei, he was misvada for chait ploni. To the best of his knowledge, he has not repeated that chait. So there's every reason to think that kiveyom zeichape aleichem that he was granted kapara. But nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says kol shekein shehu meshuvach to be misvada again. This year, Yom Kippurim, Tovshin Pei Vav. Shenema, David HaMelech says, Kifshai Ani Eida V'chatosi Negdi Samin. The Rambam quotes this also in Halacha Ches. Averish is Vadalim B'Yom Kippurim Zeh, Chodim is Vadalim B'Yom Kippurim Ach, Afish Ha'omid B'Tshuvaso, Shenema, Kifshai Ani Eida V'chatosi Negdi Samin. So the mashmaus, both in the Brisa and the Rambam, who sticks to the Lashon HaBrisa, and it's reinforced by the placement of this halacha, is that this is a din dafka on Yom Kippur. What about on Tu B'Shvat? Is there an inyan for a person to be misvada on averos Shehizvada Lehen in past Yom Kippurim and who omed b'tshuvasa? So, I don't know, the Baisa makes a point of saying, Chozim Zvada b'Yom Kippurim. And the Rambam maintains it, and the placement of the halacha here just reinforces that's not Stam Dibu Chachamim B'Lashon Hove, because that's when we say lots of Viduyim, but it's Dafkin Inyan Yom Kippur. The Pasuk has got nothing to do with Yom Kippur. The Pasuk of the Gemara approach to prove it, Dovid HaMel Kivshai Ni Eidah V'Chadosi Negdi Samid. Yeah, but the Pasuk doesn't say anything about being Mizvada either. So Al Korchach, what Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov wants from the Pasuk is this. The question is, once a person does tshuva, again, a person has to know how to apply this in a way that's religiously, emotionally, psychologically healthy for him. But in theory and possibly in practice, Ayin L. What David Amel says is, the question is, once a person does tshuva, so does that mean that he now should totally disregard the chait? Well, no. Maybe as the Rambam tells us in Perek Zayin of Hefos Tshuva, that Halacha Ches, that Bali Tshuva Dakan Yashfele Manav B'Yoser, and even if Cherfu Osan Haksilim B'Maseren HaRishonim Shomen Usmeichen V'Yodim Shezoz Zchus Lohen V'Shekol Zman Shehen Boshin M'Maseren She'Ovu V'Nechlamen Mehen Zchusen Meruba Malasim Mizgadelas. No, a person doesn't look to erase the chait from memory, because adurabba, the fact that kolzman shein boshin mehen v'nechlamin zchusin merula malosim misgadelas. So the proof from David HaMelech is the chait supposed to be erased once a person has reason to know al pi chilukei kapara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted him kapara, or no, the chait is still there. That's what the raya is from David HaMelech. Hey Yosha, Dov Kane. So that's what opens the door to what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says of being mizvada. But why is it an inyan to be mizvada? Because Yom Kippurim is a Yom Vidui. But what's the inyan that Yom Kippur is a Yom Vidui? So to some extent, I think maybe in one of the verses in Anal HaTshuva, maybe the Rav has this idea that there is a din that the Rambam quotes here, at the end of Perek Gimel, Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos, if a person is bringing a chatos, Ketzed Mizvada, Perek Gimel Halacha Tazvav, in Maaseh HaKorbanos, Perek Gimel Halacha Tazvav, Ketzed Mizvada, Omer Chatosi Avisi Pashati Vasisi Kach Vakach, V'chazarti B'tshuva Lefanecha, Rizal Kapa Rasi. So this clearly is not the vidui of Paragal of Hilchos Tshuva. Right? It doesn't have Nichamti Roshte, it doesn't have Olamene Chosel of Lavazah. So this clearly is not the vidui of Paragal of Hilchos Tshuva. So what is this? This is a din that together with the imminent kapara of the Dava HaMechaper, in this instance, in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos, the Chatas, a person is supposed to be Mizvada in conjunction with the Dava HaMechaper. And there's a different Hagdara of the Vidui of which accompanies the Dava Mechaper. So, to a certain extent, that's what the video of Yom Kippurim is. Yom Kippurim is also Mechaper. Yom Kippurim is also Mechaper. Which Yitachen would be one answer. I'm not sure it's the only answer. The Avodas HaMelech has a kasha that the Rambam writes here in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Avidur shenagu v'al kol Yisrael avol chatanu v'hu ika havidur. Now it does say here in Frankel v'gomer, but the pashtus is that even if you have the v'gomer, I the Gomer might mean that you say Avinu and Parshanu. It doesn't mean that you say the full Vidui of Perek Aleph. But so how do you mayashe that stira in what Ikar Shel Vidui is? So the Torah says no, because the Vidui here in Yom Kippur is comparable to the Vidui of Chutz Ma'aseh Kavanos. It's the Vidui of Sha'as Kapara. In Ma'aseh Kavanos, the Sha'as Kapara is the Hakarav Sechatos. Yeah, the Sha'as Kapara is Yom Kippur, because it's Yom Shel Yom, it's Mechapi. Could be there's another answer to the Avodas HaMelech's Kasha also. But the parallel is not... Let's go a little bit on here in Pei Zayin and Beis Rabbeinu. My Omer, you see right after where we left off, My Omer, you have it? Omer Rav, Ata Yodei Razi Olam. Okay, so we know what that is. We still have that Noah Machs, right? Ata Yodei Razi Olam is Saluma, Sisre Kochoi. Ata Chofe is Kolchad Vivotin, Vochen Kloyos Volev. And Dover Nelam Yimeka, Rein Nisto, Mirei Ginecho, Vechen Yiratza Mufanecha. There are different, let me go south, how you match up the verbs of, with Chet Avon and Pesha. Ushmuel Omer mi Ma'amaki Halev. Rashi, Tfilahi. Rashi is saying it's a Tfilah we don't have in our world. It was also some kind of say that Tfilah. I don't know if Rashi. Maybe Rashi didn't have it either to be able to tell us what the full text was. But the same way we recognize that Ata Yodei Razi Olam is the beginning of a paragraph. So Rashi is saying Shmuel is doing the same thing. Ma'amaki Aleh was the beginning of a tefillah that we don't have in our machzor. The Levi Amar Uvsaros Chakosuf. So Rashi says Kivayom Zeh Yechaper. Meaning again, Levi is telling you the beginning. You don't just say "Vosaras Kosov." You say "Vosaras Kosov." Give a Yom Zayachap Aleichem, and you quote the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan, Vibon Ha'olamin. Okay, so again, we know what that is. We do have that now in Machzor. Kilot Sidkasenu, Rashi says, and Machlum Tachan, Mapilum Tachan Enu Fenach, and Machamech Abem Ma'onu Mechayenu. And we say it every day, but we borrowed it from. It comes from Yom Kippur, and we borrowed it every day, just like Aleinu comes from Rosh Hashanah, and then we borrowed it for every day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ki avanoseinu rabu milimnos v'chatoseinu otzmu misaper. Rashi doesn't say anything because apparently that Rabbi Yehuda presents the entire nusach, so Rashi doesn't need to say anything. Rav Hamnuna Omer Alokai, again we know this from our machzor. Ad shelo notzarti eini chedai, v'achshav shenotzarti ki ilo lo notzarti. Ofer ani b'chayai, kal v'chomer b'misosei, ve'ani lefanach k'chlima libusha u'chlima, yiratzam lefanach shel echto, mashachatosi merok v'rachamecha, אבל לא ידי יישורים בהן וידוי הדרב כול השאטה. ודרב המנון נעזותה ביום עדי כיפורי. אמר למעזותה לא אמרן אלא דל אמר אבל אנחנו חתנו. אבל אמר אנחנו חתנו סור לא צורך. דו אמר בה המדורי המקאים נקמי דשמול והבי יוסף וחימות השליח לציבורה. ואמר אבל אנחנו חתנו קם מקם. אמר הסתרב. שמע מן העיקה וידוי היהו. This is a Pella. Let's take Chveis, Levi. Uvisarosl kosuv leimor, uvisarosl kosuv kiveyom ze yechap aleichem. How is that a vide? That's a vide. Even the Rav Hamnuna, of Ad shelo notzarti eini chadai, I guess, you know, there's an acknowledgement of chet, you know, and, you know, Masha Chatasi, Merok, V'achamecha, Rabim, or Mechok, or whatever the Gir says, Merok, V'achamecha, Rabim. So, I guess, you know, if you go to the cleaners and you say, can you please get the stain out, so I guess there's an acknowledgement that you, you know, that you got a stain on your jacket. But it's, you know, it seems a rather indirect way. The vidui should be frontal. So how do you see that the and the same thing is true for Rabbi Yochanan's Ribon HaOlamim. I don't know. It's not. It's such a poignant passage, but I don't think it's one that we would have described as vidui. I don't know that we would have classified it as vidui. And yet all these would, according to each of the Amoraim, and maybe Yitachin Ma'od, that it's Ma'am Achad or Ma'am Achad or Lo Plige, Yitachin, again, that all of these would be acceptable, and a person would be Yotzei, even if he didn't say Aval Anach Mechatan. So how can that be? Where's the Vidui? So the chavah that you see in Yom Kippur, the definition of vidui. The definition of vidui all year long is, Ribono Shel Olam, I asis kach v'kach. Okay, again, you need the whole nusach as the Rambam has in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Again, but asis kach v'kach, asis kach v'kach. On Yom Kippurim, vidui means that a person recognizes and acknowledges his unworthiness. We turn to you for kapara, Ribono Shel Olam, not because we're deserving of kapara, but precisely because we beseech you. Because it's not something we're entitled to. It's not something we're deserving of. Vidui on Yom Kippur is an acknowledgement of afsus ha'adam. Whether it's the lack of worthiness in terms of avonoseinu rabu milimnos, even that, agam, that it speaks directly and explicitly, but it's more of a statement about who and what we are than it is a statement of what we would have, you know, classically called the vidui. The way we're supposed to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get kapara on Yom Kippurim is recognizing our lack of worthiness. Our lack of worthiness just in terms of even without chet, that a person is nothing. And al achas kama v'kama, when it's compounded by the fact that chatanu, and that's what these what these different achshon atzati eni chadayv achshav shon atzati gilon atzati. That's what it's expressing. That's what it's expressing. And that's sort of the height of that afsus ha'odom is, again, is that, you know, we begin is mo'onu mechayenu, and then when it's compounded by chet, so it's total afsus ha'odom. That acknowledgement is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you get mochulach, mochulach, mochulach. That's the. Okay. I got your. That's the